He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirtman Show.
What a wonderful day it's been. The sun's been shining here in the basin, and I really got to enjoy some great times with my son this week. We even hit a new hot dog stand, and you can read about all that on my blog. I never knew that there were so many ways you could make a hot dog, but there is, apparently. I ate something this last week called a poncho dog, and would you believe it has no bun? Nope. It's wrapped in a tortilla with pinto beans, salsa, cheese, and onions. It was different, I'll say that. Speaking of different, that's what I like about this great land we live in. Different. Everywhere I turn my eyes, I see different. Not better or worse, but different. People all over that want to live out their dreams and aspirations, and it makes me proud to live here. You know what else is different? Sure you do, the music. From all the way back to the days of the cylinder recording disc to that little flash drive you plug into your computer or maybe even your dashboard. The music is different. The words, the style, the beat, and those precious lyrics. They're all different, and yet, it's all good. So what do you say we get started with some of that all good music right now, right here on the Jason Kirtman Show? That was Dion with The Wanderer. Here's Chuck Berry singing about getting himself a new car. No money down.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive. Gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford, and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want, and then sign that line. and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car, and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car, and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.
January 6th, 1958, it was number one on the charts. I'm talking about Danny and the Juniors with At the Hop.
Well, you can rock it, chop it, roll it, stop and even scroll it at the hop. When a record starts spinning, you chillips, and when you chicken at the hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. Let's go to 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 the hop. Come on. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can do it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna get their kicks at the hop.
Let's go!
Let's go to the hop. 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 Come on. Let's go to the hop. Let's go! And even stroll it at the hop. When a record starts spinning, eat your lips and when you chicken at the hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. You can swing it, you can move it, but you can really stop and move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna get their kicks at the hop. Let's go!
Let's go to the hop. Come on, let's go to the hop.
It's said that if somebody took all the blood vessels in your body and laid them end to end, they would reach 60,000 miles. It's also been said that if this were to happen, you would die. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Jethro, you put away vittles like it's going out of style.
Well, shucks, Uncle Jet. Fella gets hungry spooning half the night.
Spooning half the night? You?
Well, not just me. They was a girl, too.
Good, good. Well, maybe you better tell me more.
Well, you've been saying we gotta make friends with Miss Drysdale, so I've been spooning with her maid.
Just how is that gonna make us friends with Miss Drysdale?
I ain't just sure that it is, but anything that much fun is worth trying.
I'll settle for that.
Boy, that maid sure is pretty. Kinda dumb, but awful pretty.
Kinda dumb, huh?
Yeah, like we was standing at the door saying goodnight, hugging a little, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
So then we hugged a little more and kissed some. And then she says, Jethro, she says, there's an awful nice sofa in the front hall. Are you sure you wouldn't like to come in and sit down? So I says, no thanks. So then we hugged some more
now,
and
wait
kissed.
Now, wait a minute, Jethro. Why didn't you go in and sit on that sofa?
Heck fire, Uncle Jet. I wanted to stay out there with her.
Stay out there with her. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk, long, long talk.
And tell him about the facts of life and how to court himself a wife. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk with that boy.
We'll talk about the way the birds nest in the tree.
Long talk, long talk.
We'll talk about the way the bees make little bees. Cause what he don't know for a fact would fill a farmer's almanac. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy. But they have left him up a tree.
Cause he has never learned to cipher.
That one plus one makes three. Someday he's gonna find a girl who will enjoy.
Long talk, long talk.
Just teaching him that she's a girl, that he's a boy. But when he's found that one to fall
and decided life's a bowl,
chances are he'll want them all. I see my life's gonna be one long talk. One long, long talk. Just a long, long, long talk with that boy. That boy. Oh, that boy.
That was the Beverly Hillbillies with A Long Talk with That Boy. Here's the Cascades with Rhythm of the Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the fog and rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. Little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair? For her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away,
looking for a brand new start. Little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. That it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Mm-hmm. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Mm-hmm.
Here's the young Ricky Nelson with Surefire Bet.
Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you, 'cause you got everything to make my heart sing. You got those dreamy eyes that promise paradise, and when you hold it's oh so grand, and the odds get greater that you'll win me. Sooner or later, you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. And when you kiss my lips, baby, I know for sure, not maybe, that I'm in heaven with an angel by my side. Should I fight? 'Cause you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Yeah, you're a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Yeah, you're a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love.
She was Miss North Carolina 1963, and she's also a very funny lady. I'm talking about Jeannie Robertson. Here she is telling us why women should never send a man to the grocery store.
In our area of the country, as you know, when someone we know gets sick or has passed, that's the way we do it. Have you noticed it? If we hear the word passed, we and then we go on. I was seated next to a woman on the airplane, and not a month or two ago, she was 70 and going to see her sister. I'd never met her. And I said to her, how many siblings do you have? She said, I have two sisters, and then we had a third one, but she passed in 1941. And both of us went, oh, I'm so sorry. You know what I think it is? I think it's just a little show of respect. Just to stop for a minute and do like this and do this. Well, in our area of the country, when somebody gets sick that we know or has passed, we take over food. Have you noticed it? We take over food. You can buy that food. You can go to the deli and the grocery store, get something great, hire somebody to bake it, but put it down in the big list of important things for life. You get a lot more credit if you make it yourself. You can put it on your grandmother's platter, but the women in the kitchen will say, I know where she got that chicken. I'm telling you, it works out that way. And I make only one thing, and that is small little 7-Up pound cakes. I make them by the dozen. I'm out of town, something happens, left brain takes it over. And not long ago, got up one morning and heard that a friend of ours was sick and went to my freezer and my pound cakes were depleted. I did not realize I was out. He said, I've been taking them to a lot of people. A lot of people been sick. I said, well, I didn't know they were gone. I got to get a pound cake made before I leave town. Honey, go to the grocery store and get my ingredients. He said, I'm trying to get to badminton. I said, well, it's just a few ingredients. He said, I tell you what, I can get there and get it and still get to badminton, but you make sure I can go through that express lane. No problem. We don't go to the grocery store together anymore because I frankly don't care what things cost by the half ounce. So I made up the list and he left. Well, y'all, I waited. He didn't come back. I thought, he's gone on to badminton. And I thought, no, where could he be? I was getting ready to call the grocery store, and I heard the car pull in. He came huffing up the steps, had two sacks and more sacks hanging on his arms. He just glared at me, started putting stuff down, and said, I'll get some more out of the car. I looked in the first sack. There was a pound of margarine and two gigantic bottles of vanilla flavoring, doling out a half teaspoon a time. It would take forever to get rid of these two gigantic bottles of vanilla flavoring. And in the next sack were three dozen eggs. I said, they had a special. I'll tell you, they have had a special. I didn't need but five eggs, and I just said a dozen. In the next sack was a big old thing of shortening, two of them. And in the next sack, two more, 12 pounds of lard. We could fry fish for everybody in here. But in that fourth sack, I found my list. And I'd like to step out of the kitchen just a minute to tell you something. Left Brain is a smart man. He went to Duke University on a basketball scholarship, played basketball for 4 years, and graduated in the same 4 years. Then he went to Carolina and got a master's degree and a doctorate. He has over-degreed himself. But I don't care how many pieces of paper you frame and put on the wall, if you have a left brain, it's going to kick in on you. And it kicked in on him about the third aisle of that grocery store. I'll step back in the kitchen. I found my list, and in my eagerness to make sure that he could get through the express lane, for probably the first time in my life, I numbered the items. Number one, a pound of butter, no problem. Number two, large bottle of vanilla flavoring. I had two of them. Number three, a dozen eggs. This man has a doctorate degree. Number four, a big, big tub thing of lard. I could hear him coming back. I looked down at number five. Said a 5-pound bag of sugar. I knew he was coming in with 25 pounds of sugar. And number six was a 5-pound bag of all-purpose flour, 30 pounds of flour. Now, I believe in accepting things you can't change, but I also believe in hounding things sometimes. And then sometime I let it ride. And this time, y'all would have been proud of me. I let it ride. I put that list behind my back. He came in again, plopping down sugar and flour all over. Bam, 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 bam. Gets it all down there and says, one more trip. I went back to my list and looked, and number seven was a bottle of 7-Up. I don't want that big bottle because if you're going to make one cake, And you just use it, it'll be stale by the time I get back. I told him I wanted a six-pack of those medium-sized ones hanging. So I knew he was coming back in with 42 bottles of 7-Up. And in a minute, there he was. I had just cleared a space for him right here. Back it up. Put them all down and turned around to me before he left and said, well, obviously, they wouldn't let me through the express lane. But you know what? He got all the way out in the hall and came back and he said, for the record, I figured out what I had done. But by then she was ringing up the 7-Up. And all these people behind me in line were laughing. And I got to get to badminton. Don't tell anybody. I said, I won't. 3 days later, I went to the grocery store. And a woman that was checking me out says, I think I checked out your husband a few days ago. I said, I'm sure you could have. She said, that was an interesting order. I said, let me explain to you. And she was from this area too, and this proves it, because I said, anytime a friend of ours gets sick or has passed, and both of us went, said, I make pound cakes and we take it over. This woman said to me, is there an epidemic?
Here's Mr. Ray Peterson with a sweet, sad song called Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Something to do that cannot wait. He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there, and the crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura prayed for Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she could hear him cry. Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her.
Well, just in case you didn't know it, you are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'm that guy trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage. It's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in this great country of ours. And as always, I'd like to remind you, like I do every week, don't forget to spend some quality time with your kids. They won't forget it, ever.